1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 18. For Christ also hath once, how many times?
Once.
Once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring...
Verse 18.
1 Peter 3:18. All right. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. So us being brought to God has been affected by his suffering on the cross. Buried, rose again. He done that so he could bring us to God. See that? Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Romans chapter 10 says that God raised him from the dead. So he's quickened by the Spirit. He died in the flesh, but he's quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Now he done that while his body was laying in the grave, so his physical bodily death didn't hinder him from being quick and alive in the Spirit. He's God. He's self-sustaining. He could do all this work yet while hanging on the cross. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. Last week we went over in the book of Romans all those people that when God dealt with Abraham, he gave him a covenant of circumcision, then all of his people after him were circumcised so that they were marked as God's people through Abraham, or Abraham's people, or the sons of Abraham. Israel was a prince, that's what that means, so they were the sons of Abraham. Well, before Abraham, they didn't have any distinguishing factor. So what was the chief event between Adam and Abraham? It was Noah, the flood. I said it last night, God killed all those people. Well, he said those people were disobedient. And so when they died, they were held prisoner. When Jesus died, he went and preached to those spirits who were in prison, who were disobedient. You see that? Verse 21. Which were sometimes disobedience. When once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. So Romans chapter 4 and 5 tells you that if there's no law, your sins are not imputed to you. So every one of them people that died in Noah's day, Jesus went and preached to them after he was crucified on the cross. He said, I'm here, I'm your Savior. Didn't say how many of them believed and how many of them didn't. I'm going to say every one of them believed. The Bible said he led captivity captive. Now that he's not talking about Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom, they were not captive. They were in paradise. They were free. They were sons of Abraham. The children are free, Jesus told Peter. So the captives are these people that died, they wouldn't get in the ark. So the Bible says he sometimes were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. See that, saved by water? It says that Noah and 7 other people were saved by water. See that? And they didn't get in the water. They got in the ark.
Right.
You see that? Okay, now look, in verse 21, it's going to give you an explanation. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. What did we say? Put away the filth of the flesh? The blood, right?
Right.
It was a payment for our sins. So here's what happens, and here's what that verse is saying. Christ died on the cross for you, correct? That's like putting that lamb on the altar. We drew the diagram. Okay, he was buried in the ground. Of course, we understand that it was a cave type tomb, but he was buried. He rose again the third day and went up to heaven, correct? Okay, now here's where the blood was shed. The blood was put on the mercy seat. Okay, so he said the like figure, wherein baptism doth now save us. Not the putting away of the sins of the flesh, but he said it's a good conscience, right? Mm-hmm. So when you get baptized, here's the thing. You go out into the water. And, if I said, okay, now everybody that professes Christ, let's go out here, and I'm going to bury y'all in the ground. 15 minutes later, I'm going to dig you back.
Won't get any comfort.
I'll dig you back up in 15 minutes. Now, the Lord knows that that's not going to go over too well with anybody. But he said this is a like figure. Mm-hmm. This baptism, it's a like figure. So, you go out in the water here, right? We'll give the guy some arms anyway. Okay, this is a picture of a man that's alive. Okay, then he dies on the cross.
Right.
And so they put him under. I guess he's bent over backwards. That's the way you baptize him, right? You put him under. Right. That's a type of him going under. See, he's buried right here. He died, he was buried, and he rose again. Right? Mm-hmm. So in baptism, when the man went down to the altar and asked Jesus to save him, the blood was applied right there. Notice when he says about baptism in that verse, he said, not the cleansing from sin, not the washing of the flesh. See what it says about that? That takes place when you get saved. But God don't want you to just get saved. He wants you to profess this to the world. So he said, see the part about the conscience in there?
Right. But the answer of good conscience.
Right. So the answer of a good conscience, the answer is the answer to the world. So that the baptism becomes a like figure. He died, was buried, and he rose again. So we take a man out. He was alive in this world. He died with Christ. He was buried. And then when you pull him back up out of the water, it's a type of Christ coming up out of the ground. So what you're doing is you're taking a man out in the water. The water is symbolic of the ground. You kill him, you bury him, you bring him back up. That is a picture of what happened right here when you got on your knees. You didn't get any water right there. You got on your knees and you asked God to save you. But the Bible says you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. What that means is when you got down on your knees and you asked Jesus to save you, the Holy Spirit came in and baptized you just like Noah. He didn't get in the water. He got in the ark. But he said he was saved by baptism. He didn't get in the water.
Right.
Just like the 1 Corinthians said that the children of Israel was baptized under Moses. When they come through the Red Sea, did they get wet?
No.
No, they didn't get wet. So the real, true, honest to goodness baptism is you get down on your knees, you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, your sins are washed away right there. And so in order for you to understand what happened to you right there, they take you out in the water and say, you're buried, you're raised again to live in newness. A newness of life, a life that's now the life of Christ. He died, was buried, and rose again. He died, was buried, and rose again. So it's a picture that says to the world, I believe in Christ, my old life is gone, I'm going to bury him right here, and when I come up, I'm going to live a new life for the rest of my life. It's a picture. This is preaching. This baptism is for preaching. And that's why he says, in verse 21, he said, the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of the dead, or by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When you come up, after you come into the water, he dunks you under and he brings you back up. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, he says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Right? So when you come up, what you're telling the world is I'm not the same man that I was. And it's not because I got wet here in this river today. It's because
the blood
was applied right here. I'm saved right here. The blood washes away the filthiness of the flesh. This preaches to the world and says, I'm now a follower and a believer in Christ. That's why we don't have a baptistry in our church. We go to the river. Why? Because there's people out there. And that's the way they did it in the Bible.
Amen.
That's right.
You don't get baptized in a church. There's no use in wasting the money on putting a $5,000 baptistry in your church when God said you're supposed to do this in front of the world, not in front of the church. See, it's you preaching, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's what that is. And while this doesn't wash away sins, it tells the world that when I died and was buried and rose again with Christ, my sins are gone. It's just a picture of what happened right here.
Okay.
That's pretty simple. I think you thought that was going to be deeper, but it's actually simple.